We'll be using the order of Vespers, which is found on page 41 in the front of our hymnal. O Lord, open thou my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Be reciting the Psalm 51, which is found on page 134 in the front of our hymnal, half verse by half verse. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity,
and cleanse me from my sin.
For I acknowledge my transgression,
and my sin is ever before me.
Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight,
that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts.
And in the hidden parts thou shalt lead me to know wisdom.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Hear me to your joy and gladness.
Let the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
Hide thy face from my sins,
and blot out all.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from thy presence.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
And uphold me with thy free spirit.
Then will I teach transgressors thy ways.
And sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. O Lord, open thou my lips,
and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it.
Thou delightest not in the burnt offerings.
The sacrifices of God are a broken heart.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion.
Build thou the walls of Jerusalem.
Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and with whole burnt offering.
Then shalt thou offer bullocks upon thy altar.
A reading from 1 John chapter 1. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. For if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not do the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, where we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So far. The Holy Gospel, St. Luke chapter 18. Then he took unto him the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles. He shall be mocked and spitefully entreated, spit on, and they shall scourge him and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things. And this saying was hid from them, and neither knew they the things which were spoken to them. So far. We continue with hymn 144. Please be seated. grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this evening is the offering of Isaac. And I would like to read just a few verses of that whole episode from Genesis 22, verses 1 to 4 and 9 to 12. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou love, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and some wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto a place which God had told him. And on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he saw the place afar off. And they came to that place which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there, laid the wood on it in order, bound up Isaac his son, laid him on the altar with the wood. And then Abraham stretched forth his hand and took out a knife, ready to kill his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand on your son, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. So far, please be seated. Once more, only by the grace of God are we gathered here this evening to observe another season of Lent. And it is good that we set aside a special evening each week to follow our Lord on his way to Calvary and think of the great facts concerning our Christian faith, concerning our salvation. And I thank God that you have laid aside the routine of your daily life and have come to the house of God to spend an hour of worship with fellow Christians. We are beginning another pilgrimage, if you will, to Calvary. But this year, our approach will be a little different and a little unusual from the past Lents. For we shall see our Lord in the light of the Old Testament. Now, there are many incidents and facts, objects in the Old Testament which have direct reference to Christ and his redemptive work. We speak of them as types, and they find their fulfillment in the life and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first in our Lenten series, as our sermon text states, is the offering of Isaac. There are two persons involved in this story: a father and his son, Abraham and Isaac. And our attention is directed first to the father, Abraham. Abraham was one of the great men of the Old Testament. And as one reads the story of his life, one phrase occurs over and over again. And there Abraham built an altar unto the Lord. That was so characteristic of this man of God, to build an altar. Abraham's life can be followed by the altars which he built, which is evidence of his trust and faith in God. But of all the altars that he ever built, there was none more important in his life than the one referred to in this evening's sermon text. For this was the altar on which he was to sacrifice his only son. Do you see the connection between this episode and Christ? We know this story well. This was no ordinary son. Abraham had been given this promise, and through him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And it was a great test of faith to believe in these promises. And finally, the fulfillment came. The son was born, Isaac. And you can imagine how much Abraham loved his son Isaac. Not because he was long expected, no. But because he was to be the channel, if you will, through which God was to reveal himself in sending the Messiah, his son, Jesus Christ. Again, it is a great test of faith to believe in these promises. And finally, the fulfillment came. The son was born. And you can imagine how much Abraham loved his son, Isaac. Not because he was long expected, no. But he was to be the channel through which God was to reveal himself in sending the Messiah, his son, Jesus Christ. But then came a great shock. God said to Abraham, "Take Isaac, whom thou lovest, and go to Mount Moriah, and there offer him as a sacrifice." Whew. What a request that was. And how it must have torn the heart of Abraham to pieces. And what agonies he must have suffered that night. But when morning came, Abraham got up, set out to do what the Lord's will was. And for 3 days, the father and the son walked together. They talked together. All the way to Mount Moriah. Nowhere else in Scripture is there anything like this. Abraham is the greatest hero of faith. How strong is our faith? Do we come through every test with an unwavering faith? I don't either. It's easy to believe in the mercy and the goodness of God when things are going well. But what if God should ever ask us to go to Mount Moriah? But this is not the subject of this evening's sermon. We have something more important to consider. What we have here this evening is a picture of the divine sacrifice God made when he placed his only son on the path that led to the altar of the cross, that led to his death. The story of Abraham and Isaac is an Old Testament story, an Old Testament type. It is so beautifully expressed by St. John with these words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." The real test of love is the sacrifice that someone is willing to make, and that is true of us, and that is true of God. That God went to the very limit. He gave the best that he had. He placed his son on the path that led to death on the cross. Now, it's quite surprising how many parallels we do find between the sacrifice of Isaac and the sacrifice of Christ. Isaac was the father's only son. He was long expected. He came by a miracle. He had done nothing wrong worthy of death. You see, everywhere we turn, the offering of Isaac is a type of sacrifice, the sacrifice of Christ. And as we look upon our world today, the suffering, the fear, the hate, the cruelty, there are two great facts that stand out very clear. The first is the sinfulness of man, his pride, lust for power, his capacity to hate and to destroy, to allow himself to become a tool of the devil. We're seeing this now on television. The other, which we can see nowhere else except in the Word of God, is that God had compassion on this damned sinful world, this world of sin. And he was determined to save it. He was determined to save us. And when we join these two facts together, and when we get the true meaning of Lent and the true meaning of Calvary and what the cross really means, God is reaching down from heaven into a world perishing in its own sins to redeem it. He who was betrayed by his own disciples, rejected by his own people, condemned to the cross by a pagan power, is none other than God's great gift to the world, to you and me, to every human being, especially to the believers in his Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, if there is any conviction that we must have on this Ash Wednesday, it is this: that with all of our sins, all of our shortcomings, all of our wrongs, all of our failures, we are able to proclaim that God loves us, that he has given us the greatest gift of all, and that is the assurance that this brief mortal life can have immortality, meaning, value, all this free through faith in Jesus Christ. It is here that we can look into the heart of God. God knew that there was only one way by which the world could be saved, and that was by the sacrifice of his only begotten Son, and he did it. He did it. Christ's sacrifice means our atonement. It means that Christ took our place, that he paid the penalty which we could not pay, that we would be passed from death unto life, eternal life in heaven. Here we have a guarantee that God's promises are always true, because God made the greatest possible sacrifice for all of us, his only Son, into death. In view of all of this, let us bow our heads in repentance and then look up and ask for a greater measure of faith in him who loved us, who gave himself for us. And may God grant this to each of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this evening and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. Thank you. bounties vast, as stewards to receive,
and blessed as thou blessed us, to thee our pursuits give. Amen.
If you would please turn to page 16 for confession and absolution. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Stay here this evening, up here. Okay. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, give unto me your forgiveness of your sins.
your body. In the name of the Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For forgiveness of your sins. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of our sins.
Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. You would betray to bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do is also, as you drink it, in remembrance of me." May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. may this body thus strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. And please rise. We continue our order of service on the bottom of page 42, going over to the bottom of page 43 and following it to the end of the service. Let my prayers be set before thee as incense. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. O God, from whom all holy desires, good counsels, and just works do proceed, give unto us, your servants, the peace that the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended by you from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness. We pray this through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Bless we the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.